This weekend, Americans celebrated not just Father's Day, but also Flag Day. For many immigrants, the American flag represents democracy, hope, strength, freedom. They may feel patriotic, but often they also still identify with their native country. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on new arrivals in California in the final part of our series on the American flag.
More than 2,000 immigrants are waving small plastic flags representing their new country as they listen to a song that will soon be familiar.
Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave?
Immigration officer Maria Hernandez is singing to a crowd of new U.S. citizens at the L.A. County Fairgrounds in Pomona. They've passed tests about American history and laws, and now they recite pledges of loyalty to the nation.
Absolutely and entirely.
Renounce and abjure.
Renounce and abjure.
All allegiance and fidelity.
All allegiance and fidelity.
To any foreign prince.
Most of these new citizens had to wait for years to get to this moment, crossing international borders, legally or not, and wading through the immigration bureaucracy. It took Constance Holsey 10 years to become a U.S. citizen after emigrating from Ghana in West Africa.
Proud to be an American, that all my troubles and all my toils have really paid off when I wave the American flag.
Some of the new citizens at the swearing-in ceremony say the U.S. flag symbolizes strength, courage, and hope. But there's one word they use most often.
Freedoms.
Freedom for women.
Freedom. It might mean something else to different people, but to me it just means freedom.
Journalist Chong Hee Baek immigrated from South Korea 22 years ago. After the ceremony, she clutched one of the small plastic flags.
It implies everything we are looking for or we think important for our lives, like liberty, freedom, democracy.
That positive feeling about patriotism and the United States is really something that is shared by most of the immigrants in the country, no matter where they come from.
Pollster Sergio Ben Dixon recently surveyed the attitudes of immigrants. His telephone poll of 1,000 newcomers during the war with Iraq found many of them feeling patriotic about the United States, even if they didn't always support the U.S. military action.
I think that immigrants tend to have a dual loyalty. They still feel a certain allegiance to the country where they were born and to their flag. But I think they also feel a great deal of respect, appreciation, even admiration for the United States. I think most of them would never leave the country. Most of them feel fortunate that they're here.
In California, some immigrants display the flags of both their native and their adopted countries. In fact, it's sometimes more popular to show off flags from other countries, during soccer matches, for example, or as a symbol of cultural pride during festivals. During the recent Brazilian Carnival celebration in San Francisco, revelers wore earrings, backpacks, and t-shirts with the flag of Brazil. 23-year-old immigrant Silvio Brugada from Paraguay wrapped a Brazilian flag around his neck like a cape.
It represents like fun, you know, like, yeah, Brazil Carnival, let's dance, whatever, you know, so it's not, it has a different meaning too.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever wear or put up the American flag ever?
Not really, no. I never wear anything like having an eagle or an American flag, you know, or the Uncle Sam. It's just not me, you know. Not that I have anything against the flag or the States, it's just that I don't feel like it belongs to me in some sort of way, you know.
His friend, Ruben Raitor from Venezuela, says these days immigrants are feeling more suspicion and hostility.
There's people who are just wearing the American flag so that they kind of like protect themselves from other people thinking that they might be outsiders, right?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a protection device. So like it's kind of like, yeah, I'm especially if you're a minority, you wear, if you're not white, basically, right? You wear an American flag so that you let everybody know that, you know, you're pro-American, like you have nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, pretty much.
At the AAA flag and banner factory in Los Angeles, Mahmoud Faslar is among dozens of immigrants sewing and stapling national emblems.
The beginning I was scared when I was making the American flag.
Paslar remembers how back in Iran, which he left in 1984, the American flag was often burned during street protests.
Fanatic people, religious people, they don't like United States. They believe the United States is the biggest enemy against them. Oh, they are wrong. Totally they are wrong, those people. I don't believe that. This is the best country. Freedom of the everything, speech, right, you can complain, you can say anything you want, you know. Nobody bother you.
People in the United States are free to react to the flag in many ways, and that freedom is cherished by the newest Americans. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.